I'm Zachary Turner. Insurance companies are wrestling with a difficult question. How do you insure homes in a warming world that's experiencing unprecedented natural disasters? An insurance program that covers many vulnerable coastal communities is trying something a little different, paying homeowners ahead of time to prepare. Here's the report. Lab technician Michelle McLean loads a 3D printed hailstone into a cannon. She's running a simulation at the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety, or IBHS, on a patch of roof.
So you lift the lid, slide the cup mechanism that you would load the hailstone into.
The goal is to create a roof that can guard against wind and water penetration. She fires the hail cannon, and researcher Chris Sanders observes the damage. The cannon fired the hailstone over 60 miles per hour to replicate the kinetic impact of real hail.
With this particular impact, you can really see that dent very clearly. Yeah, we're just looking forward. Will water potentially penetrate through this?
Climate change is a big driver of higher costs for insurance companies. When storms happen, they're often bigger, wetter, and windier. And that trend is only going to continue in a warming world. Last year, Nationwide dropped over 10,000 policies in eastern North Carolina due to the projected cost of insuring weather-related losses, a report from the Raleigh News and Observer found. Even when companies stay, the cost of insurance continues to rise. In 2020, the North Carolina Rate Bureau requested a 24.5% rate hike and got an average 7.9% increase. Now, there's a 42% rate hike request on the table. The companies and Insurance Commissioner Mike Cossey are in negotiations.
Our goal is always to try to increase surplus during periods of low storms so that we have enough cash on hand to pay for the storms.
That's Gina Hardy, CEO of NCIUA. The state-regulated nonprofit, commonly referred to as the Beach Plan, has done something unusual with that surplus, for an insurance company anyway. It started paying policyholders to upgrade their homes, hopefully reducing future claims. The Beach Plan covers 18 counties in eastern North Carolina. It insures risks that the private market won't, writing over 60% of homeowners or wind insurance policies in the Outer Banks, and about half in the other coastal communities. The nonprofit started offering customers a roof upgrade when they needed major roof replacements during a claim in 2016. Roofs like the one lab technician Michelle McLean blasted with hail. Since then, roofers have upgraded over 10,000 roofs. On Tuesday, the Beach Plan launched a new program in the Outer Banks that covers up to $10,000 to preemptively install stronger roofs. Before noon, the program had already received over 700 applicants. The mayor of Sunset Beach, Shannon Phillips, owns his own roofing company, HD Coastal Limited.
This program here is about the best thing I know of around our area.
Usually, insurance providers only pay after a claim has been filed. But investing in homes before damage occurs can lead to fewer claims down the line. A 2021 report by the Institute for Advanced Analytics found the chance of a policyholder filing a claim decreased 34.5% after installing a new fortified roof. That's the name of the IBHS certification.
It's almost like an insurance for the insurance is what I call it, because they're spending the extra money to protect the future.
Phillips has installed fortified roofs on over 250 homes during the last 5 years. The new roofs resulted in 22.7% less damage reported on storm-related claims, according to Hardy. Those savings led to the creation of a grant program in 2019 that residents can apply for whenever they want to re-roof their home, not just after the storm.
You asked about grants. Grants are something that's done at the state level.
Mark Friedlander directs communications at the Insurance Information Institute, a nonprofit research organization.
Insurers are not offering grants. What they're offering is counsel, advice, tips on how consumers could take simple steps to make their homes more resilient.
Friedlander said insurance companies along the coast of North Carolina do offer discounts for homeowners with IBHS certified roofs, as mandated by state regulators. Big insurance companies like Nationwide and State Farm have also started offering free electrical fire sensors, but they don't provide anything like NCIUA's grant program. Don Hornstein is a professor at the UNC Chapel Hill School of Law and member of the NCIUA's board of directors.
We have found storm after storm after storm, they perform better than even brand new code roofs, and we save money. doing it. We save money as an insurance company.
Private insurers must also cover the higher cost of construction materials and building supplies and buy insurance, called reinsurance, from larger insurers. Those rates are affected by the global effects of climate change and rose by as much as 50% according to reporting by Reuters. These factors also impact the beach plan, which cannot pull out of high-risk areas. The beach plan's market share has increased recently as private insurers wrote fewer policies due to natural disasters outside the state. From 2022 to 2023, the nonprofit's market share increased to 64% for the coastal area. That's still down 16% from its peak in 2013, according to Hardy.
We absolutely encourage private markets, and we're hoping that with stronger homes that we might see our market share decline.
If the last couple of years have made anything clear, there's no avoiding the impacts of climate change. Last year, insurance companies paid out massive claims in the Midwest due to severe thunderstorms. The same can be said for the rest of the world.
All over the planet, the climate is worsening. They're paying out, which means reinsurance rates have skyrocketed. And that is trickled down to regular policyholders because their insurers have to lay off some of their risk to reinsurers or they'd go broke.
If getting insurance means paying a little now to avoid paying a lot later, more companies might follow their own advice and the beach plan's lead in the coming years. I'm Zachary Turner in Charlotte.